Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines truth as the body of real things, events, and facts. Additionally, the definition says that truth is the state of being the case. The definition reveals why truth can be so easily corrupted, or a false so-called truth can be created. Well, take, for example, the body of real things. Do you know someone who quickly accepts a blatant lie or conspiracy as real? That's someone who's failed to understand what we're taught in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So let's spend some time in God's Word so we can better establish a definition of truth. And to do that, let's take the word truth on one letter at a time. Beginning with T, should testing what you hear be a path to determining truth? Here's what we read in Job chapter 12, verse 11. Does not the ear test words and the mouth taste the food? We also have this guidance in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Test all things, hold fast what is good. We're even instructed to test what comes from those who say they are of the Spirit. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Next up in our spelling bee, the letter R. Who we choose to receive from will determine whether we are given truth. Jesus asks us this in John chapter 5, verse 44. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? And in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8, we're told this. The wise in heart will receive commands, but a prating fool will fall. Moving to our next letter of truth, U, it's important that we fully and completely understand what we hear and use the Holy Spirit as our guide to know what is truth. Here's how this is explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things that have been freely given to us by God. I think one great way to add to that is what's told to us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We now go to the second letter T found in truth. Who we trust and what we trust will determine whether we are exposed to truth. This is explained in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 19. Trust in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. Our final letter in truth is the letter H. Truth is what helps us, even if it holds something we don't want to hear. Helpful words are not always going to be kind words, but they'll bring God's love and His grace with them. This is why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, we're taught, Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. T-R-U-T-H. While it's spoken in the flesh, the one and only true source comes from Father God through His Son Jesus. This was and will forever be established by Jesus, who in His prayer, just before His capture, says to Father God in John 17, verse 17, Sanctify them by Your truth. Your word is truth.